see one particular monster who resided here among many other human abominations. They were, to a man, the stuff of nightmares. Collectively, they had slaughtered thousands of people without a smidgen of remorse. Pine was dressed all in black except for her white blouse. Her shiny FBI shield was clipped to her jacket lapel. It took 10 minutes to clear security, where she had to forfeit both her weapons. The Glock 23, her main gun, and an 8-shot Beretta Nano, the backup she kept in an ankle holster. She felt a little naked without the twin pistols, but prisons had rules. And, for obvious reasons, no guns carried by visitors was one of the biggies. She sat on the hard stool in a cubicle in the visitor's room, her long legs curled around the stool's metal supports. Across from her was a thick glass barrier. On the other side of the glass, the man she had come to see would soon appear. A few minutes later, 6 burly guards escorted a heavily shackled Daniel James Tor into the room and chained him to a bolt in the floor before departing, leaving the law and the lawless sitting across from each other, separated by polycarbonate glass that could withstand most bullet strikes. Tor was an impressive physical specimen, standing 6'4" and tipping the scales at 280 sculpted pounds. His head was shaved, his jaw and chin the same. His cold, antiseptic eyes flitted over Pine like those of a curious serpent before striking its prey. They were the pupils of a predatory wild animal. The only thought behind them was to kill. Pine also knew that Tor, the consummate con man, could play any role demanded of him in order to lure his victims to their doom, including appearing to be a normal person. And that in itself was terrifying enough.
"You again?"
he said, his tone intentionally patronizing. "Third time's the charm," she replied evenly.
"You're starting to bore me, so make it count."
"I showed you Mercy's picture during the last visit."
"And I said I needed more information."
Despite his words about being bored, Pine knew he needed someone to try to dominate. He required attention to justify his very existence. She intended to use that to her advantage. "I've given you all I have."
"All that you think you have. I mentioned that last time. I called it homework. Have you done it? Or are you going to disappoint me?"
Pine was treading a delicate line here. She knew it. And more important, so did Tor. She wanted to keep him engaged without allowing him to completely overwhelm her. That was what bored the man. "Maybe you have some ideas that might help me." He looked at her moodily.
"You said your twin sister was 6 when she was taken."
"That's right."
"From her bedroom in the middle of the night near Andersonville, Georgia, with you in the room?"
"Yes."
"And you think I struck you but didn't kill you?"
"You actually cracked my skull."
"And I performed a nursery rhyme to decide which one of you to take."
"Eeny, meeny, miny, moe."
"So whomever the rhyme started on, it would end on the other because of the even number of words."
She leaned forward. "So why did you pick me to start the rhyme with? Because then you knew Mercy would be the loser."
"You're going too fast, Agent Pine. You must slow down if we're to get anywhere."
Pine instinctively decided to punch back. "I don't feel like wasting any more time." He smiled and rattled his shackles as he responded.
"I've got all the time in the world."
"Why did you choose to let me live and not Mercy? Was it just random? A coincidence?"
"Don't let your survivor's guilt run away with you, and I don't have time for whiners."
He abruptly smiled and added,
"Even with over 30 life sentences to my name."
He acted proud of his legal punishment. And she knew he was. "Okay, but it's important for me to know," she said calmly.
"I cracked your skull, so you said. You could have easily died."
"Could have, but didn't. And you always liked to make sure with your victims."
"And you do realize that you're now refuting your own argument that I was the attacker that night?"
"I don't see it that way."
"Let me press the point then. Do you know of any other time when I took a 6-year-old from her bedroom and left a witness